Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kent Hadley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Grunewald. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Al Grunewald. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball four. Snyder moves to second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris strikes out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Tasby moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tasby scores. Woodling moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woodling moves to third. Niemann moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Serve. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Woodling scores. Niemann scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 3-0, Orioles. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson scores. Dropo moves to third. It's 4-0, Orioles. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klimchuk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Grunewald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grunewald hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grunewald for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris strikes out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-1 in the game. Serve hits a line drive into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hadley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. the Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown bunts towards the mound. Grunewald fields it and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to second. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Murray Dixon now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Valentine now playing right field. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-1 in the game. Klimchuk hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dropo moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hadley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon juggles the ball. That's an error on Dixon. Dropo moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Murray Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 2 in the game. Maris hits a line drive into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 2 in the game. Serve strikes out. Two outs. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hadley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Dropo moves to second. It's 8-0, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dropo scores. Carrasquel moves to second. It's 9-0, Orioles. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Clem Chalk reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barry Sheetrany now playing left field. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Klimchuk is 0 for 2 in the game. Klimchuk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-2, Orioles. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a line drive into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan pinch hits for Murray Dixon. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Evans Killeen now pitching. Barry Chytrany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chytrany hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hadley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Triandos hits a line drive towards third. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson hits a line drive towards third. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-3 in the game. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-3 in the game. Serve hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby who is chasing the ball. Serve reaches third base with a triple. Lump goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Orioles. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hadley hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Serve tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Orioles. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.